There we go. All right, so how's your week been? What's been happening?
Yeah, it's been, I've had such a busy week. Like last weekend, I had like a million things on. I had like a hen's party and my sister's baby shower.
Cool.
And a 30th, and me and my boyfriend our five year anniversary.
So, yeah, oh, good.
Yeah.
Was it fun though?
I'm feeling like back to myself today, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes too much social stuff, though, is like just, it's a bit much in a week, isn't
too
it?
Too much. Yeah. Yes.
Especially if you're working.
Because you don't get like your cleaning. Yeah, you don't get your cleaning done and,
Yeah.
You don't get your washing done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What did you do to celebrate your anniversary?
Well, my boyfriend sent like the hugest bunch of flowers to work, like as a surprise. So that was really nice. And then we just went out for a nice dinner. That was about it.
Perfect. Oh, that's awesome. Very nice. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Good. I'm just going to run over a few little things just to start.
Mm-hmm.
So for everyone listening to the replay as well, this is our last live Q&A for the challenge, which has flown by. I don't know how it's gone this quick, but we're on the last one. I just wanted to say a few things. So a few of you dropped off a little bit in the last week or two, which is totally fine. It's quite normal. But what I want you guys to firstly know is that the content, you're going to have access to that for as long as it's, you know, the software exists and we keep it open. So make sure if you haven't worked through the content yet, do get stuck in, like put it into practice, do the workbooks, do the meditations, use everything that you've got access to. But just like really give it a good go. And the one thing I want you to just pay attention to is, now we're kind of coming to the end. We've still got next week, so you're still going to have your one-to-one calls and those things. But just want you to pay attention to how you feel you've shown up over the last few weeks, okay? Because the way we do one thing in life is kind of how we do everything. So if you feel like, you know, at the beginning you went all in and were like super kind of into it, and then dropped away, just have a look at how that pattern is showing up in other areas of life, because it is not just in relation to this challenge. And it's not, this is not to make yourself wrong or make yourself feel bad for how you've showed up, but it's just to bring attention to that pattern that you're currently running. So I want you to really look at that and look at how that pattern is currently being reflected in your eating habits, maybe in your kind of approach to fitness and exercise, and into all areas of life, you know, even your relationships, your social life, work, business, like it will be showing up everywhere. And just remember, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you're going to get the same results. So it's looking at, well, what do I need to do differently here to create a different outcome? Okay, so I want you guys to really take some time and think about that. If you've kind of, maybe you showed up in a different way, maybe you're a bit slow starting out and then you really got into it, again, let's look at that pattern. But I just want you to take some time and look at, are you proud of yourself for how you showed up over the last few weeks? Or are there areas that you would like to improve on? Are there like some changes you would like to make? And there's no good or bad, there's no right or wrong, it just is what it is, but just use it as feedback. And then actually do something different, make a change, put something into practice. If you're kind of a bit upset with yourself, firstly, don't be, just let it go. But if you want to, if you're kind of a little bit annoyed that you didn't get the content done, set some time aside, make it non-negotiable, schedule it in, get it done. Let's get it done and actually have that sense of achievement of working through something and getting to the end. If you miss the live calls, go back and listen to the replays. They're all on the membership site. So you're still going to learn from everybody. You're still going to hear from the other people in the group. So go back and listen to those. And yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to start out saying. So we will still share our win, learning, and any questions or anything you kind of need in support with. It's just me and Chantelle on live, so Chantelle, get you to share. But anyone listening to
Replay,
then please post up your wins and learnings and anything that you're wanting support with as well. Awesome. All right, so Chantelle, what's been a win of the week?
Mm-hmm. I've just like thought back. I haven't done any emotional eating for almost 2 weeks now. Woo, so
that's
like a huge win for me. Yeah,
that's amazing.
So yeah,
what do you think?
So that's really good.
Created the change.
I think it's my awareness of everything, really, like all the steps that we're doing, and just me becoming more mindful of, you know, why I'm doing things and how things make me feel, and sort
that's
of
amazing.
Yeah, stepping in before that sort of thought comes up.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
And that's, you know, this is what I always say, that once you know this stuff, you can't not know it anymore, you know. So even if there's a time in the future where you feel like you want to emotionally eat, you still hold, you know, you hold the power in that moment to go, is this going to serve me? Is it not? Is this actually what I want to do? Is it not? You know, there's still very occasionally that I have a moment of, oh, I want to eat something. And I'm like, that's interesting. What is actually going on here? You know, and that will be the process I run. I think everyone is always going to have a go-to response to kind of deal with something. But like you said, it's just catching it before and then going, well, what is this showing me? How am I feeling? Is this, do I need to just give myself a bit of self-love or self-care here? That's amazing. Well done. 2 whole weeks. That's an awesome win.
Yeah.
Yes. Cool.
So good. Yeah.
What is your kind of, what have you noticed yourself doing? So you said it's like you're kind of more aware of what's happening, and then what do you do in that moment?
Yeah. So I kind of like, yeah, preempt maybe situations that in the past have made me do that. So I think also not letting myself get hungry is one thing. And just like not letting people at work stress me out. And yeah, just I've been listening to like YouTube in the car and
amazing.
Yeah. And just trying to think forward. Yeah.
Perfect. Because that was a thing eating in the car, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So how's that?
So that's been much it's been much better.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good. Amazing.
So that's good.
Love it. Yeah. I think sometimes as well, like the just knowing you're following this challenge, you know, just the intention is like, cool, I'm actually, you know, intention is such a powerful thing. You know, I believe that so much change can come from just going, I'm doing this for me and I'm going to make a change here, you know, like mentally it's like, I'm going to do something different. So that's really cool. Well done. And how about, I didn't see Nicole had entered the waiting room. Sorry, Nicole. I don't know if you've been waiting a while there. Didn't check the waiting room. And how about a learning or realization?
So learning, I had 2 this week.
Cool.
Sorry, I'm just looking at my thing, so I wrote it down.
Yep, awesome.
I realized that I look quite a lot on the negative side of things quite often, and I've been catching myself do that. So I'll be rather than looking on the positive side.
Yep.
So I've been realizing that's kind of my go-to straight away. Like minor inconveniences would really bug me in the past. Like, was it the other day? I had to get my nails done for this hen's party, and I was trying to squeeze it into the, you know, this 45-minute section that I had, and I turned up to the place, and then they couldn't take me, and then, you know, I got really frustrated. In the past, that would have been a trigger for me.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, this is so annoying, and it didn't fit into my perfect, you know, day, and just get really frustrated, and then go eat. But yeah, so I've realized that little inconveniences are almost like triggers, which they shouldn't be.
Okay, cool. That's a really good realization. So one thing that I do that works really well in those situations now is, firstly, if I have something that feels like really inconvenient, I'm like, why is this happening right now? I'm like, okay, everything is happening as it's meant to. So I don't know if you or anyone on the call is kind of into the whole, you know, the universe thing, but like the universe is always working for you. Nothing's happening to you, but it's happening for you, right? So it's kind of like, if we think of it like that, then everything is happening exactly as it's meant to for a positive reason, even though we might not see that reason right now. And I will just like reframe it in that moment, like, cool, there's obviously a reason this is meant to be happening, or I will take it as a something for me to learn here or to improve on. Maybe this is helping me improve my patience or my ability to like cope in these situations, you know. So I will kind of reframe it like that, which can work really well. But sounds like, so what did you do? How did you kind of keep moving through that?
Yeah, I just kept, like, I got back in the car and I was real frustrated. I'm like, just keep telling myself, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, it wasn't an important thing. I've got two more days to get it done. It really yes. doesn't matter that it didn't fit exactly when I want it to happen.
Perfect.
So I had to tell myself quite a few times, like, just let it go. It didn't matter.
Yeah. Cool.
You know, no one's, nothing's happened really, you know?
Yeah. Yep. That's awesome. Sometimes like it's just catching the thought. And then, you know, I will say to myself sometimes, like even sometimes out loud, if the thought just keeps coming, I'm like, this is not useful right now, you know, or like I said, let it go. Like just move on. Like it's all good. Everything's fine. So our language has the power to change how we're feeling, like very quickly. Yeah. And sometimes then we just have to keep going.
And I think I've also realized that it only is with you for like 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That feeling of being frustrated and then it's gone.
Then it will pass.
So if you kind of just sit with that annoyance for a short time, it kind of goes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the kind of key with emotion is most people don't allow themselves to acknowledge the emotion and feel it. And so they hold it for a lot longer. But if we can just acknowledge it, go, cool, okay, this is how I'm feeling because of this thing. Okay, let's just sit with it, feel it, and it will pass. Like it does. It's not going to like stay at that intensity for very long. Emotion's a very quick thing if we acknowledge it. So that's really cool. Amazing. And did you say you had another one? There was two?
I think one was just the like realizing that I look on the negative side of things.
Yes.
That was the first one. And then the second one was getting overwhelmed with the small things.
Cool. Okay.
So yeah, I think the gratitude stuff is probably a good thing to do. So if I kind of look at something negatively that's happened in my life, try and kind of overtake that with a couple of positive things.
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely. Like gratitude is very powerful. Another cool little trick is to just catch the thought that you're running. So if it's a negative thing, just literally like flip it to, okay, I know I'm focused on the negative here. What do I want? How do I want to feel? What do I want to do? What do I want to focus on instead? And just help the mind get focused on what you want. And that can really mm-hmm. help as well. Again, it's just, we are programmed to think in the negative, you know, I don't know why, but most people are. But it's just the more you can just quickly flip that thought to the positive, like the easier it will become. So, but you're doing mm-hmm. awesome because you're catching it, mm-hmm. you're aware of it. So that's mm-hmm. the first step of any kind of change. Yep. That's really awesome. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Sounds like you've had a really good week. It's cool.
Yeah, it's been good. And the other thing, like normally, because I had such a busy weekend, I was drinking and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then it got to Monday and I was exhausted. But I didn't let myself, you know, do the stuff that I usually would do and just like get home from work and sit on the couch and eat.
Yep.
And like I just didn't do that. So, and I didn't get my exercise done, which in the past probably was another trigger too, because I think I'm kind of like an all or nothing person. So it's yes. either like I'm really healthy, I'm exercising every day, or it's yep. the complete opposite.
Yep.
So even though like I didn't really get my exercise done this week because I was just exhausted from the weekend, I didn't let that then spiral into a bad eating week.
That's awesome.
So I still had a good eating week, but not, like I haven't really exercised, but that's fine, you know?
Yeah. No, that's cool. That's awesome. Well done. Amazing. And is there any, have you got any questions or is there anything you kind of need support with?
Something I just thought was like, maybe like if you've got a way to like deal with people who are quite like negatively mindset or people mm-hmm. that kind of bring you down with their, you know, issues. Cause with my job being a physio, like I have a lot of people like put a lot of their emotions on me and, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of their injuries are attached to emotions. And sometimes I get to the end of the day and have a couple of really tricky patients and it's like, it's hard for me not to like take on their emotion and their negativity about their whatever's going on in their life.
Yep, totally. So I would, there's a few things you can do. What's your kind of thoughts on like energy and like things like that? Are you into like crystals?
Yeah, I'm sort of open to some like of that stuff. Not really. I've got a few friends that are my auntie and my nana used to be into that kind of stuff. But so okay. I know a little bit about it and like people always think like because my job is obviously like physical with people and things that, yeah. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I've never really, done it myself.
Cool. So when it comes to emotion, so like emotion is energy in motion. So it's just energy. And so it's, what you will be feeling is people are coming in and probably quite like got, like you said, a lot of their injuries are related to emotion and they give that off. Like they give off certain energy, you know, can be around some people and you feel good And then you can be around other people and you're like, oh, I feel absolutely drained.
It's so interesting, some, yeah.
Some people, yeah. So you will be someone who can pick up on, probably you could walk in a room and maybe sense the vibe in there quite easily, like if something's happened or not, or like you can pick up on how people are feeling, which means you can take on people's energy quite easily. There's like a few things that like I use if I'm working with clients. So one is to actually create, so you'd have to do it before you go into work and into your, do you have a set office that just you use or
yeah.
like a room?
Yeah.
So I would actually create, like you can just sit and visualize this, but like a protective like bubble around you basically, and it can stretch however far you need to, like just visualize, it can be any color, whatever color comes to mind, and you can like visualize this like protective shield all the way around you and nothing can come into it. And then when you walk into your office, you connect to that. Even when clients come in, if you haven't done a kind of visualization like that before, it sounds a bit weird, but it works really well. So your unconscious yep. mind doesn't know the difference between what you imagine and what is real. Like it's just our conscious mind that says, this bottle is real, this laptop's real. But the unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between like what it's visualizing and what is real. So if you create this protective layer around you, like a shield, it will protect you from that energy coming in. I would have, when I do sessions with clients, I actually have like a black crystal. So there's a couple of different, it's the one that I have, tourmaline or something, but it's said to soak up bad energy. I don't know. I don't know if they actually do, but I think it's our belief and intention that, you know, impacts it as well. So you can use things like that. I would also, after your sessions, like I do like a little cleansing ritual. So I'll actually, if I work in person with someone, I will clear the space. And you can actually, you could even just have a little thing that you say to yourself, like, right, this isn't mine, give it back to them, let them, as they leave the room, let them take their stuff with them, and actually kind of, it's just all going to be with your intention, you know, of shifting that energy, making sure they take everything out of that room with them, because it's not yours to carry. And you can actually ask yourself, like if you're feeling a bit heavy and everything at the end of the day, or you're kind of feeling like you've taken on a lot of stuff, just close your eyes, sit for a moment and just ask, like, is this mine or is this someone else's that I'm feeling right now? The answer will come to you. If it's someone else's, just visualize like giving it back to them. Like you can literally just go, cool, I'm going to send that back to them. This isn't mine. Let it go. So that would be a few things that I do. Is that the kind of thing? Cool. Does that give you something to work with? Or is it definitely. More like what they're saying?
It's both. It's like if what they're kind of saying, and then, you know, like some of them, you know, they might even cry if their injury is really bad, or you know, they get frustrated with chronic, you know, chronic things, and they get frustrated. So you kind of, you know, you're trying to help them and all that kind of stuff, and it's hard to kind of, you know, just be the physio. It's hard to not sort of console them and you know.
Yeah, definitely.
All that stuff.
And you're providing a space.
Yeah, I do like the idea of doing it.
Yeah, cool. Like they want to come in and just like talk as well, you know, because the talking's healing too. So,
Yeah,
I would try the, as you walk into the office or to the your room, like have that protective shield. Clear, have some form of like clearing the space. You know, some people even have like, essential oil, like an oil diffuser, some cleansing kind of oil that you can put on that will just keep the space clear. Some people like incense or sage or something. I don't know if you're allowed essential oils with different people coming in and out of the room or how, you know.
We probably could,
Something just to cleanse the space.
To clear it.
As they leave, just cool, give them back anything that they might have left behind, you know.
Yep.
It doesn't really matter what you're doing. Just the intention is to clear the space and keep it free for you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give it a go. Let me know how it goes, and then
you can try. Yeah, I like the idea of imagining a protective layer or protective bubble. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even as their words, as they're saying, you know, you can kind of hear it, but it's almost like it's just bouncing off the shield.
Yeah.
It's not going in. It's just kind of going around you enough that you can hear it and help them, but not you taking it on, you know. I think that would work really well. Give that a go. Let me know how you get on, and then we can try something else if it doesn't work. But I think
sounds good.
It works for me. Awesome. But well done for your amazing week. That's really cool.
Cool.
Thanks. Loads of wins and learnings. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Woohoo. All right. And Nicole, are you there? Let me unmute you. Oh, there we go.
Yep, I'm here.
How are you?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, you sound a bit flat today. Are you sick or are you tired or?
I've been flat for about 2 weeks now.
Oh, God. Been a big couple of weeks.
Yes, this is, I don't know what, I think I've hit another black cat.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, no. Okay, are you feeling sick or are you just tired or had a big couple of weeks at work or what's going on?
I just don't know. I've got nothing.
Okay. Have you got some time off? Have you got some time for you to just be and stop and rest and relax? Okay. When's your next days off?
It's just Saturday, Sunday, but then I'm working for my other business on Saturday, so I only have Sunday off. Because I'm on an 8 straight, because I'm on an 8 straight, but there's been stuff away, so I've been doing more hours than I should, and then the store's been redipped, so the shop's in a mess, and just everything else is just snowballing.
Okay. Are you meditating or journaling?
I'm just like a ghost. I come, like, I'm doing what I'm, like, I come, and then plus of everything else I do outside of work as well. So, like, I'm on about 50 hours a week at the moment.
Okay. What can you get rid of? Is there something that can give a little bit so you can have a break? Because there's nothing more important than how you're feeling and your health and, you know.
It will be right. I just got to last till probably Monday. Then everything should go back to normal. Should.
Okay. So Sunday you're off and you can just have a day just for you. Do you have to do the thing on Saturday?
Yes, because it's my other business.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what have you got on this evening? Oh, it's quite late there now, isn't it? Anyway.
Yeah. Because I've done an extra, like, it's not my usual, I'm supposed to finish at 4:00. But I walked out at 7:00 and then I got my tax done, so I'm not long. And then I've been washing, so I'll have tea, then I'll crash, then go back to work tomorrow and work longer than I should be.
Okay. Do you have to work longer than you should be?
Yeah, it's just me.
Okay. Okay. So if there's nothing that can give in your schedule, then we just have work on you know, like just make sure even if it's tonight before you go to bed, 10 minutes whilst you're sat in bed instead of being on a phone or watching TV or anything like that, just do a little meditation. Just pick one off the membership site, just relax, or off YouTube or something. Do some journaling, empty your head, empty your mind, have some at least a little window of time just for you, because when you just go, what gets to us is we're not getting any quiet time, right? Like you're not getting any time for you. Put everything that's already been and gone in the past and forget about it, you know, because sometimes as well we're like, oh, it's been such a busy week and I've had all this stuff go on. Put that, move it behind you, like just put it over there, let it go. Avoid thinking too far ahead. Just focus on this evening when you wake up in the morning. Focus on the morning when it's lunchtime. Focus on lunchtime when it's dinner. Just keep yourself as present as you can, because you might be thinking of the whole of the next 5 days and you're feeling the pressure of it, right? So just bring yourself back to being here in the moment right now. You're at home. You can relax. And do your little evening kind of ritual routine and think about the morning when the morning comes. Yeah. Cool. What do you feel you're needing right now?
I just need to get back. I think I'll be right from next week. It's just And plus, like, everything, I normally have this week off every year.
Yeah.
But because we've had no start, I've had to work. Because I'm like this every October. I crash in October.
Okay.
So I had to reschedule my holidays till next month. So that's why, like, normally, yeah, so it's just like this every year. I usually crash this week. And it's also the Janice show. So I've been trying to get my CWA ladies organised with all their stuff. So I've been not really home doing stuff with them, trying to get the show organised. So it's just like, when am I going to sleep? When am I going to eat type thing? Mm-hmm. But I should be right Monday.
Okay. All right. Yep. So just take it steady the next few days. Keep yourself as present as you can.
Yeah.
Remember your morning, evening rituals. Yep. Just make sure you're getting some time for you. But remember as well, when things are busy, something's got to give, right? So kind of avoid trying to fit everything in around work if you're working longer hours than you normally are. Like, just think, cool, as of Monday, things can slow down again, return to normal and pick up from there, yeah? Okay, what's a win? Give us a win from the week, even though it's been busy.
Still no Pepsi Max. That's been the hardest thing. It's because I've been also fighting it as well.
Okay.
Because it's been like 1 a.m. the other morning, I drove to the service station wanting it. I got to the service station, then drove home. I said, no, I'm not going to break.
Cool. Well done. Okay, good. Let's reframe the language around it, right? Because you said, I'm not going to break. I have to fight it. So you're not in battle with the Pepsi. You know, at the end of the day, you can make your conscious decisions. And remember, you have the choice. And right now you're choosing not to have it because you know there's better things to put in your body. And there's no fight, there's no battle. It just is, you know, you have the choice, but well done not having it. What was it that helps you make that decision in that moment?
I've come this far. The headaches are gone. Nearly the cravings are nearly gone. So it's like, I'm not going to go back to square one.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Perfect. So it's just keep moving forward. Remember that long-term vision. What would future version of me do right now? Yeah. Stay connected to that. And yeah, but well done. That's really cool. How are you feeling in your body? Obviously, you're a bit tired with everything that's been going on, but from not having the Pepsi.
I will be fine. Like, once I just get back into my normal routine, it's just,
Yeah. Okay, cool. And how about a learning or realization?
That we need more staff at work.
Sounds like it.
I need to, like, not I say no to more things. Like, I feel that if I say no, then I feel bad that I should be there donating my time. Oh, yeah, and I've also been at other meetings trying to get funding for our town. So there's been a few nights a week I've been out with that too.
So you've had a lot going on. Cool.
So that's why, like, I got to start saying no in a nice way.
Yeah. Remember, saying no to someone else means you're saying yes to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just saying yes to you and what serves you and what you want. And you saying no to someone else doesn't mean you're going to let them down, doesn't mean you need to feel guilty because, you know, sometimes we think, oh, if I don't go to this thing, like, I'm letting everyone down. People will just carry on and get on with it. You know, they're not all going to be thinking, that might have a moment of like, oh, Nicole's not here. Like, but then they're going to move on. They're not going to be thinking, oh, we're so annoyed she's not here or anything. They're just going to be getting on with their role and doing their thing, you know? So remember, a no to someone else is a yes to you. If it's not a hell yes, like, yes, I really want to do this thing, then it's no.
Yeah.
So have you read the life-changing magic of not, excuse my swearing,
no,
giving a fuck book. No? Okay. No. That's really good. That helped me so much because I used to say yes to everything and say no to myself all the time. I was exhausted. I'd feel resentful. I'd spend time doing all these things that I didn't even want to be doing. But that book really, really helped me So she talks about how you've only got a certain amount of fucks to give, basically. It's how she phrases it. And if we keep giving them out to everyone when it's really a no, we're just going to have nothing left for ourselves. So it's how to kind of just let things go. I'd really recommend that book for you and anyone else listening to the replay. It's really, really good. Awesome. Okay. And that was your, was that a realization? Yeah, awesome. And is there any, have you got any questions or anything else you want to talk through?
No.
Okay, what's your plan for this evening then?
Well, cook tea. I know it's late. And then sleep and then go back to work tomorrow.
Yep, okay. Sleep, rest, wind down, little meditation, calm your mind, journal a little bit just for 5 minutes. Have a good sleep, wake up refreshed, off to work. And remember, we can do everything in life feeling stressed, or we can do the same thing and feeling happy and calm and peaceful. You know, so when you're at work tomorrow, just make the choice of, I'm going to be here, I'm going to be happy, I'm going to be relaxed, I'm going to be calm.
You
know, I don't have to be stressed, feeling overwhelmed, feeling like there's, you know, there's too much, like, I can just choose how I want to feel here. Yeah? Cool. Okay. Anything else?
No.
No? All right. Awesome. Okay. I'm just going to mute you. Thank you for sharing and for being on live. All right, ladies. So for everyone catching the replay, post up your wins, your learnings, and your questions. Remember what I said at the beginning, that how you do one thing is how you do everything. So really look at how you've showed up in this challenge, what you're proud of, what you'd like to improve on. Take some time to assess that and really kind of look at that and how it applies to your relationship with food, your body. It's a really cool exercise to do. Just to let you know, the one-to-one session is going to be happening next week. So we will be getting those booked in with you guys. If next week doesn't work for any of you, we can move them to the following weeks. So that's absolutely fine. The content is staying up, as I mentioned at the beginning, so no need to worry. Like, you have time to work through it. Now, just to let you know, there are, of course, options if you want to continue this journey with us. If you want to keep learning, you want to learn some like more in-depth tools of kind of how to release emotion, how to, you know, reprogram your mind, let go of those deeper beliefs that are running around food, do more work on self-love. So we have got our signature Mind Over Muffin program. It's a 12-week program that's launching in November. So you guys are going to be the first to know when this goes live. So we'll be releasing all the details of that next week. You'll get all the early bird offers and everything in this group before it goes live to the public as well. We only have a certain amount of places, but just so you know, that's going to be coming up. So we'll give you kind of all the details that you need for that, but I don't want you to feel like this is over and you're going to be on your own. Like, we have options where you can keep working through this. As I mentioned, the program is 12 weeks. There's a little something to work through each week. There's more one-to-one support, so it, like, for accountability to keep you on track if you're someone who's kind of slipped off a little bit and disappeared. You know, we have systems in place to kind of help keep you on track. So as I said, we'll share a bit more about that next week with you guys, but keep an eye open for that. We've got Hannah Burton, our guest speaker for this week on Saturday. We've got Crystal Angren speaking next week. You've got your one-to-one sessions next week. So stay involved, guys. Stay in the group. I know a few of you have drifted off right now, but come back. We want to see you, and I hope you'll have a lovely week. Thank you for those of you who joined live. It's always nice to have some of you on live. It's been absolutely amazing. It's been a really awesome month, guys. So this is our last live Q&A. I will be doing a live, few live videos in the group, so you'll see me in there anyway. But thank you all for an amazing month. It's been really cool to get to know you and to share the journey with you. And we will leave it there. So I'll see you in the group, guys. Hope you have a lovely week. Enjoy your weekend. And I'll speak to you soon.